Our story begins in Chuck's apartment, where Dara and Chuck are talking in the living room.
Dad, what exactly were you doing New Year's Eve until 4 in the morning?
Dara, don't you know that I'm the one who is supposed to ask those kinds of questions?
I'm no dummy, you know. It's pretty obvious what's been going on lately with you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
You're seeing someone, aren't you?
Sorry, can't answer that. The phone is ringing.
I'll get it. Hello?
Dara. Hi.
Hi, Miss Richards. What's going on?
It's Clint. He's not doing too well right now. He needs you. Do you think you could come over?
In his suite at the Algonquin, Matt is sitting on the couch talking with Blake about the future.
So where do we go from here, Blake? I mean, a year ago we were talking about moving in together.
Well, I thought I'd let you decide what pace we take. I know you're undergoing skin grafts on a regular basis and still dealing with what you experienced in that subway. I don't want to rush you into anything.
Blake, the fact that you can look at me and see the real me and not those scars means everything.
Matt, are you in there?
My God, what's Mac doing here? Mac, what is it? Something happened to Mom?
No. I heard a nasty little rumor from Tanya, and I see that it's true.
Hello, Mac.
I should have known. I have completely reversed direction with you, Blake, and welcomed you into my home, and this is how you repay me?
Mac, you don't understand what's going on here.
Oh, I think I do. You're playing house with this whack job who conspired with Mandy Selleck.
Mac, how long are you going to hold that against me? Our brother just died. Didn't you learn anything from that?
Don't you dare compare yourself to Todd. He was a good man, an honest man, nothing like you.
So honest. So honest that he cheated on Hannah and got another woman pregnant?
You bastard. Who are you? I would kick your ass, but you know what? You're not even worth it.
Mac, just calm down. What Matt and I do with our personal lives is, frankly, none of your business.
Well, I'm making it my business because my wife has to deal with you on a daily basis.
There's no reason to drag Raven into this.
Oh, you don't think Raven will be very interested to know about this little reconciliation? Let me tell you something about my wife, Blake. She may be trusting and willing to give people the benefit of the doubt, but you're in a whole new ballgame with this. I think I've seen all I need to see here.
Mac, wait, let's talk about this.
Go to hell, Blake.
At her apartment, Serena is talking with Alexandra, who has just arrived, as Denise looks on.
Alexandra, I was just about to put my daughter to bed. Her first day back at school is tomorrow.
I won't take much of your time, Serena, but I was in the neighborhood, and I just thought I'd stop by and see how you're feeling.
I'm feeling just peachy.
Do you work for my mom?
No, Denise. I'm just a friend.
A friend? Since when?
You're a beautiful little girl, Denise, just like your mother.
Alexandra, I'm really starting to wonder about you. You have stopped by my office and my apartment on so many occasions in the past few months for no apparent reason. I hate to sound harsh here, but do you really have no life of your own? Wonderful. Marshall, what are you doing here?
Hello, Serena. I wanted to drop by the final papers for the acquisition for you.
You could have left them at my office. There was no need to come by my apartment.
I know you've been working mostly from home, and I thought this would be the fastest way.
Well, I appreciate it, I guess.
Serena, I'll be going now. You take care of yourself here.
I will.
Hello.
Hi.
Marshall, do you know Alexandra? I got the feeling you recognized her.
Oh, was that her name? Can't say that I do.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.